John, took you a while to get going today, but it was pretty impressive in the end.
Yeah, I think once we'd got the second goal, they looked to me like they threw the towel in a little bit. And that's not taking anything away from our lads, you know, because they worked hard and they kept trying to pass the ball. And we could have scored more. Obviously, we scored a third, but we could have scored more than that throughout the game. I always thought we were more of a threat than them. But they did have good players, to be fair. I think man for man, they're quite a good side. I think, you know, can see them taking points as they go along. If they've got the interest, they didn't look particularly interested. As the game sort of, you know, stretched out, they seemed to, you know, have very little enthusiasm for it, you know, and wherever there was a challenge to be won, it seemed to be us that did it.
First half, it was a bit scrappy. You couldn't get the ball in. Second half, you scored within seconds of the restart. Is it some wizardry of yours at half-time?
I'd imagine so, yeah. they say goals change games, and it's, been saying that for years, but it's a fact, and they do, and their heads dropped. I don't know how it got in, to be fair, the angle that Alex Brown was at. I don't know that it took a nick off somebody and deflected it past the keeper, I don't know, but, we'll take it. It's strange, I think, we scored very quickly last week, in about 3 minutes. We scored just after half-time today, which is always puts you in good spirits. And after that, it was just a matter of time of just wearing them down a little bit and just waiting, and we got more and more chances as we went along, and they didn't really put us under a lot of pressure when we were passing it. They just seemed to go through the motions, and that just played into our hands.
There's an excellent win last week against Ilkeston, who was second in the table going into that game. You've got another good win today. You know, it was a bit ropey over Christmas, or just after Christmas. Do you think you've righted the ship now?
Yeah, well, thanks for the reminder. Well, we've had three clean sheets, so we've righted something. And we've had two changes to the back four that have been playing regular over, you know, the previous few games where we've improved. We've lost Tom Eckersley to a broken leg, and Simon Woodford's done his hamstring. So they're both, you know, both good players, both physically strong lads. And I honestly thought we might miss them. But the two lads that have dropped in, we're fortunate we had Jono ready to come back, dropped in there, and he's a very, very consistent performer. And Chris Rowney, who you really can play anywhere, and he always seems to come up with like a 7 or an 8. So we're very pleased with that. We're fortunate we had enough depth in the squad to be able to replace those injured players and not really see anything that was too detrimental.
How long till Hakan Burton's suspension's over?
Well, two more games. So that'll be Monday and next Saturday. We're fortunate we've got an adequate, well, it's more than adequate, to be fair, Cameron. Only a young boy. But we've got every confidence in him. He's a really good up-and-coming keeper. And, we've no need. In the past, we might have gone and got somebody on loan. But he's been super. He's a good prospect. Just got to keep his feet on the ground a little bit. He'll end up being a good keeper.
And a substitute at the end, Thomas Souvemanian. Understand he's French. What's his story?
Well, he's just somebody that's came to us. I think he's a student, to be honest. It's very difficult to get any information out of him because he speaks very little English. So you can't really have a conversation. He's got a girlfriend who's studying languages, I think, here. So we sort of go through her and we get a bit of information that way. But he just turned up. I think he was looking for a club. He's played it as a young lad. He's only 21. Big strapping lad. But we could see as soon as he came to the club that he could play. He's a powerful lad. He's worked for about, I don't know, been with us for about 3 months now. Done a lot of work on his fitness, and he's lost a bit of weight. And he's technically good. He's physically strong, and with the injuries we had, it was an opportunity to bring him in and have a look. He'd been playing a few reserve games and done very well. He played at Nice, I think it was, one of the junior teams at Nice when he was coming through as a young kid. At least that's what he tells me. So who knows where he could have been.
Might have played Nice, really.
Possibly. But he's a good player. He's a nice lad. And, we just need to get him... up to speed with the language, and then we'll have a good player.
Thanks, John.